This is the Reading Envy Podcast, where we'll have what you're reading.
Hi, I'm Jenny, and I'm here today with Jean and with Karen. This is the second in our series on book clubs. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Hello.
So this book club is pretty unique. It takes place in a virtual world called Second Life, and the name of the book club is?
The League of Extraordinary Dorks Book Club.
Can you guys talk a little bit about how you started this or why you started it?
I think it was 2009, and we had been friends just socially on Second Life, and we had a group of friends that were readers, and we kept saying, we should probably, do you want to talk about this? Like, what are you reading? What have you been reading? And the idea just kept popping up through several conversations. We should have a book club. We should have a book club. We should have a book club. And so finally, I think by the end of that year, we had actually decided, okay, actually, we're gonna start a book club, and who's interested and who wants to come. And it was November.
2009, right?
Yes.
I remember talking with you, Karen, about how in the first book we read, Her Fearful Symmetry by Audrey Niffenegger, how very detailed the description of the two daughters were, of the twins, how it was just such a vivid description that we could probably recreate characters as our avatars.
I remember that conversation now, and it was that there were twins in the book, and we were talking about making our avatars kind of match the twins' description and come to book club like that. I think that was actually the start of the costume idea.
Yes. Yeah. That was such an inspiring moment for me, because I love the dress-up aspect of the virtual world, so I really pushed making costumes a thing for book club, because it's just so fun to see what everyone shows up as. So for that one, I remember not showing up as one of the twins, but as the cat from the book.
Yes.
The kitten of death.
The little kitten of death, yes.
Can you explain a little bit more about the costumes?
Yeah, just that in the virtual world, you can add parts to your avatar or change your avatar shape and dress it so that you can make it pretty much anything. Like, so you can make it an old person or an animal or a giant squid in a tank, which is what I came as one time. Can make it, you know, just a tree or the landscape. I think I came as the landscape one time.
Yeah.
You can make it pretty much anything. And then, you know, I think that's part of the fun of these books, this book club, is taking something from the book that inspires you and showing up that way. And then that can be a good starting point for talking about the book, too.
I think it was actually a very good selling point for people. It's like, it's not only going to be about the book and not only academic and literary, but we're going to play dress up.
Yeah.
And we're going to have fun looking at each other's costumes. And at the time, I was studying reading and literacy, and I remember thinking a lot about how this was also a different kind of reading comprehension. Because you are really working on the book and seeing yourself as part of the book, and you have to figure it out enough that you can make happen your mental, you know, your idea of the book or the characters, and make it visual for everyone else, which is very cool, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now, these days, every book club meeting starts with 20 or 30 minutes of, and what did you call that period, Jean?
The exclamation over costumes.
And it's a required part.
Yeah. And we need to stop it after 20 minutes, because otherwise we'll never move on to the book. And then the other feature of book club besides costumes is the fact that it's not really necessary to read the book.
Which is also a great selling point.
Yeah. Like, you can still show up and hang out and have fun and talk to people, have side conversations in IM, without having read the book or necessarily participating in the discussion about the book. Or you can participate in the discussion about the book without having read it, and just mouth off about something you don't know about. But that's happened as well, and it's fine.
Like chapter 12.
Yes. A pivotal chapter, as I recall.
So I'm looking through our book list because it seems to me that some of the time people are picking books because of costume potential.
Actually, at the very beginning, we had this fake criteria for picking a book, which was the book needed to be shiny, which her friend Ariel came up with, of course, that criteria. And then also costume potential, yes. Right? So I think at the beginning, we were pretty focused on those two things, and we abandoned the shiny after a while. It's hard to limit it to only that.
Although if the book is shiny, that is noted.
It is.
Yeah. Well, the last book was glow in the dark.
Yes. Although that is not why you picked it.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Just a perk.
Just a perk.
So when we were making this list, we realized that next month, well, actually the month that this episode will post, will be 5 years. 5 years of the League of Extraordinary Dorks Book Club.
That really seems like a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a long time in a virtual world, for sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. So let me ask the required question, and that is, people still log into Second Life?
They do. Sometimes.
For book club, anyway.
Yeah, at least for book club.
Jean was commenting on this just this past Monday, that people, there are some people that only come to Second Life for book club nowadays.
Yeah.
But we're still there.
So what else has changed?
I think our group of people has changed. At the beginning, we had a community, like the context setting where the book club met itself was inviting to people, and people who were around and found out about it had an easier kind of access to our group. And our group was bigger at the beginning. But it's also kind of the way of things that after a while, the novelty wears off and some people leave or are busy, but some people actually are not on Second Life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we've lost some members along the way. We've also gained some members along the way. So, but I think the core group is still pretty much the same. I can think of 5 or 6 people that have been there from the very beginning that still come regularly, including you, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. I think that the first meeting of book club is how I met half of you.
I think so, yeah.
So the last time I talked to some book club people, it was people that are in an online book club that never meets. It's just that there's ongoing discussion.
Oh.
And in this book club, we actually do meet. I mean, we meet in a virtual space, but it's at a specific time, a specific day.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also kind of some chatter that goes along throughout the month sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
In another social media platform called mm-hmm. Plurk, which to me, if we ever talk about books that way, it adds a lot to the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes it so it's not just one day.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed that part of it.
We can also post links to things in Plurk that, I mean, in the middle of book club, it wouldn't be useful to have a whole bunch of links to... Mm-hmm. to video or other articles, but mm-hmm. you know, along the way throughout the month or even after the book club meeting, we can go to Plurk and get some of these links to like author interviews mm-hmm. or video or whatever it happens to be that augments mm-hmm. the whole experience. And I can't imagine Second Life without Plurk.
Yeah.
Because that's people don't really log in that much anymore, and mm-hmm. Plurk is really where we all stay in contact.
Yeah.
Even make decisions about book club, you know, whether we should keep the meeting date that we have mm-hmm. or change it. And it's like a remora on the shark of Second Life or something. I don't know.
We also have a couple of people in our group that are very researchy. And so they look up everything, or I guess many things, at least from each book, and that is also a great platform to share
mm-hmm.
kind of your findings, or as you read along, what did you discover, or things that made you think of other things or reminded you of other things. So really, I agree that it really adds a lot to the experience. By the time we get to the discussion, and as Jean was saying, even afterwards, we are still in our minds.
and it's helpful to people who can't make the actual meeting, mm-hmm. too.
So let's talk about the kinds of books that we read in the League of Extraordinary Dorks. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'll talk a little bit about the format first, just because you just mentioned that other online book club that sounds to me like it's very different from ours. Mm-hmm. And it's just that we have a group of readers that is, you know, pretty stable, and we take turns picking a book, and we are all kind of committing to read whatever the choice is for that month. We meet on the second Monday of each month at a certain time, and book club meetings maybe take an hour to 2 hours, depending on the book and people coming in and out. So it depends on attendance too, but we do meet at the same time and talk about the book using text. And I would say, I'm not sure, we've read everything. We've read, I think, a lot. There's very little that we haven't read genre-wise. But the cool thing about it is also that you end up reading books and genres that you never would have picked up by yourself. Or you were not aware that they even existed. And you end up really liking them, and it's a really good experience to talk about it. But we seem to read mostly fiction. Yeah.
Well, I think fiction also lends itself more to costumes.
This is true. Going back to her requirement.
You're right. We've had history, and we've had science, and we've had...
art.
We've had art, exactly. Poetry, short stories, just a lot of different stuff.
Graphic novels, science fiction. I'm not sure what Flatland is.
Oh,
we've had math.
I guess math, yeah. Yes. That was some fun costumes.
Yeah.
And we also tend to pick sometimes books that are quirky, mm-hmm. or have quirky characters. I suppose also for the... Actually, we've read children's books. Remember, we had a selection of children's book mm-hmm. 1 month. And we tend to pick books that have costume potential, but I think for a lot of us, good, quirky stories is actually what draw us sometimes to the stories and to wanting to talk about it. And we read a couple of things that were kind of reminiscent of our virtual world setting also. Like, I'm thinking about Snow Crash, for example.
Mm-hmm. Soulless. Just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I guess some of these books are like some of the genres of Second Life, like the steampunk and what was the other one that I saw? Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Role play of that business.
That was actually a pretty cool meeting because we changed settings for that one since there are several settings in Second Life where you can actually role play within the world of Game of Thrones. So the setting is already built. Mm-hmm. So we had one of our book clubbers had arranged for us to use the throne room at the RP sim so that we could meet there to discuss this book. And that was really nice. So
yeah,
we could find something, a setting that also is already kind of going along with the theme that's always very kind of a rich experience too.
I was a dire wolf for that one.
I remember that.
So I'm just looking through the books. I remember feeling sometimes like I picked the wrong book.
Oh.
Remember when I picked the spy novel?
That was very hard.
It was surprisingly
to
hard.
To get, and I don't know if it's a British author, right? A British novel. And I think I just didn't have enough background, even with the vocabulary or the context, to understand the book. But you know what? It was not your fault at all, because then they made a movie a few years after that. They made a movie out of that book, and I still could not get it.
I think that's the nature of that kind of writing, that 1960s spy novel writing.
Yeah.
They showed everything in the movie, and I still was so confused. What is going on? And I read the book. I'm thinking, no, this is worse.
Yeah, that was the John Le Carre book. Yes. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. It was my very first pick. And but no one costumes, finished it.
But the costumes were phenomenal.
Yeah. The costumes are great. But also, even if we don't enjoy the book, not saying that we didn't enjoy the book, or even if we don't get the book or get all the way through the book, we can still talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's still worthwhile to get together and discuss, well, why didn't we make it all the way through? Or what didn't you like about the book? Or,
oh, you guys confused too.
It's all good.
Well, and then there are times where people are so into the books. Like, do you remember when we read the book In the Garden of
Eden?
That was amazing.
Yes, that was a great book. It was also Jean's pick.
Yeah, and then we all had to read, like, the rest of the book. We had to keep going.
This is something else I would say about our book club. Some of us as readers, we tend to get started or the spark of something from book club. When we read something from a series, several of us will go on to read more in the series or finish the series.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gets our attention, and then we keep going. And we also actually talk about, even if they're not book club picks, we're saying all the time on Plurk, I'm still working on this, or I'm up to book 5, or is anyone else reading? What do you think? So it actually triggers other kinds of book conversations that are not exactly book club picks, but they're related because they started there.
Yeah, and I actually love that because a lot of book clubs are kind of anti-series because they want something that can be contained within a month in one meeting and that's it. But we really have picked a lot of different books from different series. I was just looking like the Gail Carriger books and, of course, the George R.R. Martin. Terry Pratchett came from a series. The Lainey Taylor, Daughter of Smoke and Bone.
Wool.
Yeah, Wool's part of a series.
The Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, yeah. There's quite a few of these. Air Affair.
Also.
Mm-hmm. Dang, we read a lot of good books.
And sometimes the book is not that good.
Yeah.
But the meeting surprises you because the person, I won't name names, but the person who picked the book is so committed to make it a good meeting, to make it happen. They're a great host. This is a different thing about a book club too, that whoever picked the book is the host. So you have to potentially be ready with some questions or themes or things that you're kind of poking people about to discuss. And sometimes the book was not very good, but the people were very committed. They were very prepared. It was a great meeting.
Yeah.
And we came out of those meetings thinking, well, maybe I underestimated this book. Maybe it's a better book than I thought. Maybe it's not just a summer read, you know. It's about friendship and stuff like that.
Oh, now I know which book you meant.
Yes.
I think I skipped that one. Is that the Judy Blume book?
Yes.
Yes.
But I was very impressed.
Yeah. No, it was an awesome meeting, actually.
And so somewhere in here, a movie group got started, too.
Oh, yes.
Yes, because one of our members is such a huge film fan. I mean, she's like the queen of movies. She's seen almost everything, and she knows all about film history and early film, and super passionate about it. And it just became obvious, yes, we have to have a movie auxiliary. We have to. So after 2 weeks, it's the movie club. And I actually don't make it to movie club a lot because that's not my thing. But when I can, I do. And it's always, again, a really good discussion.
So now we're meeting twice a month. Every 2 weeks, yes. On the second Monday of each month, we meet to discuss a book. And on the fourth Monday, we meet to discuss a movie. And it's pretty much the same group, although I think the group for the movie club is smaller.
Yeah. But it was neat to have it come out of the same group.
Yes, and we kind of have the same rules. I mean, you could still come wearing a costume or something from the movie, and it's easier to do movie costumes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is there a book that you are hoping to have us read? Have you thought about the future?
Yeah, I have a kind of a list of my potential picks for the future. And one of them is a book I think you already read, but I think it very, also like Snow Crash, will make us think and talk about Second Life. which is Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be a great book for discussion in the context of our book club. Mm-hmm. And then there's this other book that I really, really love, which is by a Spanish writer, The Shadow of the Wind, by Carlos Ruiz Zafón, which is a book about books and a mystery. And I think it would also be a great book club pick. I have other thoughts. I just, those two I'm looking at right now on my bookshelf, so I'm reminded.
Yeah, and we could go to the Barcelona Sim for the Shadow of the Wind one.
Fun!
Sit around in a little cafe. How about you, Jean? Anything you're keeping on deck?
No, I'm actually looking through my picks and seeing which ones were actually chosen by my husband. Because he'll read a book and be like, hey, this would be a great book for your book club. And I go, okay. And
I think the Cage Baker one was one of those, actually, that he picked.
Yeah, it was. And then the last one, Mr. Penumbra's 24-Hour Bookstore was. And, you know, he hasn't let us down yet. He's
an honorary picker.
He's like our silent member of this book club. Just off in the background, picking books and then laughing at me.
Does he ever check back about how it went?
Yeah, he does. He says, hey, did you like, you know, did everybody like it? And I'll be like, yeah.
You were right about this book.
It's a good book, you're right. Now he makes some good choices.
What about you, Jenny? Do you have picks?
I guess I hadn't really thought about it. I'm so obsessed with Annie Dillard lately, but I don't know how that would go over. There's not a lot of costume potential.
That's okay.
Uh-oh.
Unless you're going to, like, dress up as the frog or the snake. Hey, I guess we could do that.
Oh, yeah. We've been animals.
Yeah. We could go meet at a creek.
We've had a book lover who came as a rock once. I mean, why couldn't we do frogs?
We've had donkeys. We've had ghosts.
Actually, Ariel has come as a character from the book, meaning... a letter.
Yes.
Usually the letter E. Yes. For some reason.
It's true.
That was a character from the book.
Yes. We could get creative.
Yeah. Sam, last time, actually a few times, you've come as a book itself.
Yeah, that's my lack of creativity.
It works.
But it flies.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, she just called me Sam. That's fine. It's because it's my name in Second Life.
I'm surprised Samantha. It took us this long.
I know.
Yeah, whoops.
Because when I see Karen in person, she calls me Sam, so.
It's true. It's just, I can't help it. It's how I know her.
Yeah. So if you hear weird names being thrown around, that's why.
Well, you chose your name, right? You chose it for a reason.
Of course. You that's how we like think it. Of each other.
Yeah.
So of this list, if you had to pick a favorite, like maybe the book that surprised you the most, can you pick? So you can talk about that a little bit.
I think the one that I really liked a lot was Palimpsest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just had I just picked up the book and I didn't even know what it was supposed to be about or anything. So I really started in on it blind. And it was an amazing story. That stayed with me for a long time. Having, you know, it was book 15. It was a long time ago, about 3 years ago that we read it. But, you know, I still think about some of the imagery from the books and the details and the different worlds that were in that book. So I love that one.
That's by Catherine Valente. That was my pick.
Yeah.
It's still one of my favorite books. Do you remember the tattoos? Is that what you think of?
Yeah,
like the trains and the tattoos? And
but also the different... Yeah, getting on the trains and entering a different universe. Or not really universe, but just a different way of... A different world. And some of the people had the animal parts, which is also appealing to me since my... you know, I love animals and... My character, my avatar is named after an animal and wears an animal part mm-hmm. all the time. So that resonated with me a lot. And I'm actually really happy that one of the books that I chose was Rites of Spring, The Great War, and the Birth of the Modern Age by Madras Eckstein's, which is a history book that I remembered loving when I read it 20 years ago. And I wanted to revisit it, and I brought it forward for everyone else to read. And I was a little worried because it's a history book. But people really seem to take to it. I didn't hear anything negative about it. I don't know. Maybe people were being polite, but I was happy with how people really got into the discussion of it.
No, that was one of my favorites that we read. I would have never read it otherwise because I don't think of myself as someone who reads history books. But, you know, I had been a music major as an undergrad, and I had worked as a music librarian for so many years, too. And it just kind of spun what I thought I knew kind of on its ear. It made me think about it in a different way because the author basically draws a parallel between the same culture that allowed people like Stravinsky to compose and to do different things also allowed Hitler to exist, you know?
Yeah.
Amazing. And I've been thinking about that book ever since I read it.
Oh.
I ordered it from my library.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that book was interesting to you because of a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was interesting because I just had no idea. That is just not my background at all.
Yeah.
You know, art and history, especially because of where I am from, I just had no exposure in depth. Anything that's related to that book. So I think also it was like learning a whole new thing. It was very interesting.
Yeah. And the other book that I really loved was The Pillow Book.
Oh, yeah.
By, I don't even know how you say the person's name, Say Shonigan.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
It's like 9th century Japanese, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like Harriet the Spy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just so readable. It's like her journal of Japanese court life. And it was funny. And it was, I don't know, it just wasn't what I would have expected at all. I'd seen this book 1,000 times and it just looked like one of those kind of ancient texts that would be really, you know, hard to get into. And it was the opposite.
Yeah.
I loved that one.
And I'm kind of having a hard time answering this question because I think that the books that I tend to think of as the best books that we've read are actually the ones that led to really good discussions.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe it wasn't personal taste so much. It's like that discussion was really, really cool, and we were all very into it. So just thinking about it, the discussion we had about wool was very, very interesting. We also had a great discussion about, let me see, I'm looking at the list, Snow Crash and Housekeeping. And God, all these books.
I know, 5 years.
They're just so fun. I mean, they're fun. But I think maybe I'm more drawn to the, which I would have thought for myself, like the science fiction and fantasy stories, which are not really a genre that I read in my life by myself. So you guys have made me read these books and I have ended up loving them. But I would say the Cage Baker book that we read, that was Jean's pick. I think that has been my favorite. That story, and that was the first book in the series. I think that story just it hit all the spots of my favorite things.
Friar John.
It was just also the context. I mean, in the said, it was like time travel, which I really like, and it was set in like the time of the Spanish Inquisition, and these people, they're traveling back and forth, and the characters were very compelling. But yeah, also that, also the relationship.
Yeah, there was a lot of humor in there.
Mm-hmm. I really like that book.
Yeah.
And the book of short stories that you picked, Jenny, that was the Karen Russell collection, St. Lucy's Home for Girls Raised by Wolves.
Yeah.
That had really cool stories in it, too. And I think about those stories all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still, and it's been, what, 3 years?
Do you remember the one about the kids in the forest?
Yes.
Yeah.
It must be the title story, possibly. For some reason, that image gets into my head every once in a while. I don't even know where it comes from. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I remember the discussion from that day for some reason. Some of them, you just, like, they stick in you. And part of that's probably because, you know, some of us take pictures. Mm-hmm. And for a while, there was a blog going that would pull in parts of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, interactive.
Yeah. And we kind of, I think, we kind of lost our main writer for that blog. We have a book lover who, when she wasn't so busy with her professional life, she really, really enjoyed pulling from the chat logs and the conversation and posting and doing fun little messages with arrows for the pictures that really, really enhanced the experience. And for people who had missed a meeting, they were always so sorry they missed it, but so glad that they had a way, kind of like a way to look at what happened. And yeah, that was a great way of recapping.
I think we'll link to that so people can check it out. It actually gives a pretty good sense of, like, what goes on and what people look like. And yeah, that's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's been a while since we've ended a book club with a good launching.
It's true.
True.
Yeah.
That was the other thing that person did. You said we read poetry, Jean. Which thing was... Oh, it was your pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. War Dances by Sherman Alexie.
Oh, yeah. And The Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
And The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, absolutely.
Which... Are you a big poetry fan?
I used to be. I don't read as much of it as I used to. I think you read more of it than I do, Jenny, because I think you have a whole month that you read poetry, right?
Well, I try to read some in April, but...
I'm amazed that I even remembered that.
That is amazing.
And it was April, yeah. But... I wanted to read War Dances because I had seen what was the movie, Smoke Signals? Mm-hmm. And I loved that movie. And here I was saying that I don't watch a lot of movies, but that was such a good movie, and I wanted to read something by him. I'd also heard him read
his own poetry. Good.
And he was such a good reader of his own work. In fact, in my profile, for my Second Life account, I have a link to one of his short stories from that book, just because I love it. It's very short, but it kind of, there's a lot packed into it. I'm glad we went through that together.
Yeah. So, you know, between you bringing the poetry and Karen, you bringing in graphic novels, did you get any pushback from people who aren't used to reading outside of, you know, like, more traditional fiction and nonfiction, or how did that go?
Well, I don't think so. In my case, I picked a graphic novel that was massive, mm-hmm. massive,
oh, right.
Habibi by Craig Thompson, and I actually had a reaction to it that the rest of the group didn't share. I thought it was too much. I thought it was not too violent, but there was probably more than I would have chosen for the group if I had read the book in advance. Right. And it was very intense in many ways. The story is very intense. But I think people really loved it, and they loved the art, and it was just so meticulous, you know? And so it was also... I think it enhanced the experience and kind of is a good example of how graphic novels can be amazing, that it doesn't have to be only about the story, but the art of it. I think that was a good decision, even though when I was reading it along with the group, I thought, oh man, was this the right choice? I don't know. Maybe it's too intense. People won't like it. But they did.
Yeah, that was
I think they liked it more than I did.
That was one of the ones that I skipped because I knew that the imagery would be too much for me, especially since it involved children. I just, I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that didn't drive me away from book club. That didn't make me not want to come back. And I'm glad it was a good discussion.
Yeah. And I guess we've even done memoir. I was looking back through the Let's Pretend This Never Happened book. That was pretty recent.
That was funny. Although the person who picked it wasn't there for the discussion.
That happens.
But it was still a good discussion because those of us who read it It was due to an internet connection problem. I mean, but we were there, so we went ahead and discussed the book, and it was good even without a host. We kind of made it work.
That's good.
Yeah, and let's see what other we. I think we've done more than that one.
Yeah,
is memoirs.
Is A Tree Grows in Brooklyn a memoir? I didn't get to that one. Or is that a novel?
I'm thinking about
Schlepping Through the Alps.
Yes,
that was a memoir for sure.
That was a memoir, and that was one of our early books.
Yeah.
I had a sense that we had read more, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think a lot of the stories seem very personal, but I guess most of them were fiction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the book we read this year, and I guess it was last year now, The 97 Orchard, which was about the immigrant families, wasn't really a memoir. But in some, it had some elements of memoir.
But it had the real stories of the families.
Yes.
Which I thought that was interesting because it really, when I investigated a little further, it was very much a museum book. It was a book that was supposed to augment a museum exhibit. And I remember reading the book thinking, well, this is a little, there's something strange about it to me. And then finding out that it was literally related to segments of the museum exhibit, it made so much more sense that there was that that direct relationship to the exhibit.
Kind of like the compartmentalization, the way it was told. Yeah, and it's so interesting, like all these different people that we have in our group that bring their different little areas of expertise, like your museum background, and
then we have the science guys,
an engineer person, a medical person. It's really neat.
Yeah,
it's
great.
I think that's always interesting when it happens. It's something that's related to science and things that maybe will not be possible in the real world, and that they come kind of this could have never happened kind of thing. They proceed to explain, and we're like, what? Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I remember Wool. They had a whole discussion about how the silo system could never work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rest of us are all like, look at my squeegee.
Yes, it's true.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about this experience that you've had, this group?
I had gotten away from reading. Like, I had been doing so much more on the computer, or, you know, just watching TV or just doing other things in my life where I wasn't reading as much as I had. And I had considered myself a pretty good reader before, but I'd really fallen away from it. So this has been wonderful because it's bringing me back to regular reading, reading interesting, good things, and then having great discussions with my friends about these books. And so I really appreciate that aspect of the book club, bringing me back to reading. Because, like, Jenny, I know you read a lot. Karen, you read a lot. I don't read nearly as much as either of you do. And I like being able to get back into something that I really love to do. It forces me to do it, and you know, and it's inspired me to read other things as well. So I really appreciate both of you and the inspiration that you bring to me and to book club with your reading.
Oh, I kind of feel the same way. I also am very pleased and very into the idea of different kinds of reading. And you know how the idea of the solitary reader who's like sitting by the window with an apple and reading her book. And that's cool too. But I really, really like the idea of reading as a social act because it brings so much to the reading experience that it's not just the book and just your head. It's taking it out there. And I really, really love that. I think our book club has made that happen for me in a way that I don't think I have another group of people that make that happen for me on a regular basis. It's really unique.
Yeah.
In that sense. And we actually have people in our book club who have never been in book clubs before, that this is their first book club experience ever.
Or people who've been in book... Oh, sorry. But people who've been in book clubs and have hated them.
Yes.
But love this book club.
Yeah. That's very interesting to me. It's not like we're book club people.
Yeah.
It's just that it just happens to be a group of people that are into this book club or this kind of book club in particular, which is, I think, also makes us unique. Another thing I would say is we are always looking for new people and new members and people to come join us or just give us a try. So if anyone who listens to the podcast is kind of intrigued by it, we invite you to give it a shot. I mean, making an account in Second Life is free. You basically just need to make a free account and come join us.
Yeah, what's our next book? Do we know?
Oh,
actually, we don't. We're waiting for confirmation because the person who picked our next book is a new member.
Uh-huh.
Yes, who's a friend of a friend. But we have a good idea of what the book is. It's just we don't know... if the next month is good for her. But in December, we are reading a collection of essays by David Sedaris, which is Holidays on Ice.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a great one.
I think
it would
be a nice read for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And also less challenging length, I think, for December, because I know everybody will be so busy.
It's a great idea.
What about you, Jenny? You're in this book club, too. What else do you want to say?
Oh, I don't know. I just think it's such a great thing. I mean, Second Life in general is just a place where you run across people who are, I guess, of like mind that you may not come across in person. So creating a book club out of that seemed like a really natural thing to do. So I'm just really glad that we have it. And I'm glad that even though Second Life is kind of, you know, fading away for some people, that we've held on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's a really great reading community.
And I think book club is a big part of why we've held on to it.
Yeah.
It's like the little glue that keeps you coming back each month.
Yeah. We don't have tub... what is it? We don't have Tub Talk Tuesdays anymore.
Oh, right. No other regular events, just book club. And
just book club. Yeah. So the community stays. I think it's good.
Well, we're in our almost to our fifth year, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how much longer we go.
Yeah.
It's a nice experiment.
We might have to think about another virtual space at some point if Second Life doesn't continue. You know, we might have to move somewhere else. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future.
Yeah, I think we could go to Google Hangouts and make costumes in real life.
There's a thought.
And I'm actually, you know, that is a very scary thought, what you just said. But I'm not worried because now after 5 years we are friends and we know each other and we have ways of kind of staying in touch with each other. And we've mentioned Plurk, so I'm actually not worried if Second Life goes away. We're still in touch and we will find a way to keep going, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have an apocalypse contingency plan.
You're in charge of that.
Okay.
Jenny.
I'll start stocking the canned food. Well, thank you both for joining me just to talk about things that we love, including our book club. I appreciate it.
It was a great idea. Thank you so much for thinking of it and inviting us and having us.
For listening to the Reading Envy podcast. You can find us at readingenvy.com.